Hey Tony, it's Team Electron here with Renee, Caitlin, and James, and we're here to talk to you about stem cell research, critical thinking, and how it all ties in together.
I guess first of all we can talk about the problem-solving method as it applies to this class, and how you absolutely must use critical thinking in order to do that correctly.
We're going to tie in the methods that we use in class, the diagram, reasoning, and solution, along with critical thinking and also the scientific method, because they all correlate pretty nicely.
So I guess, what do you guys think when you're diagramming? Then we're definitely using certain elements of critical thinking and also the scientific method. For example, you're making observations and you're kind of writing them down in front of you, maybe documenting your facts.
And we observe these things and we take in these pieces of information, but we aren't necessarily going to believe them, which is where the critical thinking comes in. We have to ask questions and always...
Well, as far as the asking questions, I think if you have a really good diagram, it kind of helps you see or ask questions that you normally wouldn't ask. It just kind of gives you another view of the problem.
That's true. Once you're kind of writing down all your facts and you have your picture in front of you, then you see like what you're going to be basing your inferences on, so you can kind of go from there. And as far as the scientific method's concerned, you're sort of making an observation from the information that you've gathered and that you've put in front of you by diagramming the problem.
Yeah.
And I think once you move on to your reasoning, then that's where you start putting all your facts and inferences and assumptions together and making an argument for why you've done something.
The argument is formulated from the correlation of all the critical thinking and observations that we make. And when we start to formulate something that can actually be, you know, we can stand lots of questions from other people, then we've truly made an actual
theory. A hypothesis.
Yeah.
And one topic that has been made, a lot of arguments for and against, is stem cell research. A lot of people think that it's morally wrong, but that's their beliefs, and not really basing that on facts.
The actual facts of stem cells are basically just stem cells have the remarkable potential to just develop into many different types of cells. And, you know, people can start getting all offended when it comes to their moral beliefs and all that kind of stuff, but they really need to bring it back down to the actual facts, which is that these cells are capable of curing so many different diseases in the world.
Well, and I'm not sure if we know that they can cure diseases, but I guess if we're talking about the facts and what we do know and what we're going to base our opinion about stem cells on, then what we know comes from studies that have been done recently, and something that we found where there are two new studies showing that stem cells can develop into important cells for vision, therefore helping people see better, and can also correct heart rhythms that are faulty. So as far as facts are concerned, then we, I guess, look at the studies that have been done to find what to base our opinion on.
I don't know. Some days I wake up and my liver really hurts after a hard night of drinking. If they could really grow me a new liver, that sounds pretty cool.
That would be good for you, James.
That sounds awesome.
Anyways, as far as our opinion on stem cells, as we know, an opinion is different from a belief. And I don't know what you guys think. You can put something in on this, but a lot of people have beliefs about stem cells that kind of arise from religious underpinnings, and that's not the same thing as an opinion, right?
Yeah, they don't take into account the even existence of facts at all. It's not even part of their logic to the issue. They are set in their moral beliefs, and that's all that they need. And you know, when it comes to question from people who do have the facts and are following the scientific logical method of analyzing things.
Are you okay, James?
Yeah.
Okay.
James hurt himself. He needs some stem cells. Which is where we come in with our theory on why opinions are more factually based than beliefs. That's why it's hard for people who have the moral standpoint on issues such as this to come up against a scientist who has a completely different way of approaching.
Well, I guess, and it depends on the question that you ask also, because if you're asking, do you think that that stem cell usage is wrong, then that comes down to, well, do you think that stem cells are an actual human being, or then embryo is a human being or not? And that's not really a question that we have information to prove or disprove. It's not really a scientific question, since it seems like it's mostly based on belief and not on facts. Whereas the things that we can prove or disprove are, what can stem cells be used for, mm-hmm. and what can they potentially do?
Potential, exactly. They have the potential of, creating different kinds of cells, such as a muscle cell, a brain cell, a red blood cell. And as we know from the progression of medicine as we are today, there's so much potential for the implementation of more research for stem cells and the possibilities that could arise from that.
There are even people that want to stop research on this simply because of their moral beliefs, when I think this is wrong, based just my opinion, I guess. It's just because if you stop researching something, you won't know what it's capable of or potential.
But also, you don't have that moral belief, quote-unquote, so
yeah.
You're not kind of stunted by that.
But this is true.
I guess if we just kind of go back to our critical thinking, then let's say that we have some facts about stem cells. We know that they can help cure certain diseases by growing new cells.
Mm-hmm.
In
yeah.
that case, that's what we know, and so we are going to formulate an opinion about whether or not to continue doing research, right?
Yes, and I think us as a group, all of us believe that.
Don't believe, though.
Oh, it's true.
We have the opinion.
We have
that.
The opinion. We have the opinion that the research should be continued, and that's all from a factual, scientific analyzation of the potential and the facts.
And I guess maybe once more research has been carried out and we know the full extent of what stem cells can do, then that's when you can really analyze, whether it's worth it to continue with the stem cell use as just a common cure for lots of types of diseases and illnesses. And hopefully, if we know for sure that it can help do those things, then more people will be in favor of it.
I mean, who doesn't want to increase the length of their life, huh? That sounds kind of cool to me.
All right. Well, with that, I guess we can probably sign off.
Yeah, Tony.
It's been lovely.
Hopefully, it's a
See you in class, Tony.
For you.
Bye, Tony.
Love you.